when Simon Yud, Siv Talit. Talis shel beged, we have a talis, and the talis is made out of material. Uknafeho shel oil. But the knafei, the corners, are made out of leather. Chayeves, so it's chayev betitzit. Alkanfe bigdehem, so the ikir is, it should be knafei of a beged. So if the talis is a beged, so even though the knafei are not a beged, they're made out of leather, a beged means something that is woven, yechayev. He shall oil, but what if you have the other way around, that the whole beged is made out of oil, uknafeo shall beged, p'tura, sira, yepota. Let us see the Mishnah Brura. Shall beged, d'chsiv asher techase bo, en odo miskase elo be'iker ha-beged. So the person covers himself with the ikar ha-beged, so therefore the knafos are, there's no t'nai what the knafos have to be made out of. The t'nai is what the ikar, what the material that is creating a kisui that's covering him, that has to be a beged. Hilka uzlina basre. Va'afilu im mekoim a beged kuloi ogu, ve'ein sham konof, the beged is mamish around the beged, there's no knofes. Rak shem mechuborim elov knofe shalor chayet, the bosa ikar a beged uzlina. So the ikar is asher techasebo, and you are covering yourself with a beged, that it is a t'nai, the tzitzis have to be on the knafis of the beged, so the knafis does not have to be made out of beged. Uknafeho shel oil, so it's good. For hu adin imhoya roiv atalis beged, vashar oil chayeves. If the roiv of the talis, the Afikim beginning learns pshat in this halacha, even though you don't have a shir talis. That means the shir talis, let's see, is amo al amo. So you have 3/4 of an amo, which is beged, and 1/4, which is oil. But since roiv is beged, so it is considered a beged, bashar oil chayeves. What if it's the other way around? Uchnafeho shall beged, yevatalish shall oil, yeva leather beged. Uchnafeho shall beged, wudin imrak roiv hatalish shall oil. If roiv of the talis is leather, af al gav shagam bemiut a beged yeshboi shir talis. In this whole talis, Roiv is oil, but the miyat habeged, you have a shir talis potamitzit. The kivan sheika hamalbush einoi shall beged, since this malbush is not beged, because roiv is oil, the karinepe al kanfe vigdeye. You put the tzitzit on the konof of a beged. And since roiv of this malbish is oil, so doesn't ever say beged to your potter. The potter filled me the rabbanon, the einoi klal bechlal beged. Oil is not called a beged. We mentioned before, beged means something that is woven. The chain hadin betalis shetachtov tofel beoil. You have a talis, and the lining is a lining of leather underneath it. Chayeves, v'im ha'elyayin shel oyer p'tura, ki atachtenu atofel ha'elyayin shu'ikar ha'beged. So it mentioned before in here that Yerusha also brings down this memory from Agoyim Rashmo Vosna Zechenu Levroche, that we are speaking about that the bottom chelik that is sown to the top chelik is the purpose of the bottom chelik is to serve as a lining to the top chelik. So Memele, so the Iker is the top chelik, and the bottom chelik is aligning, it gives it a form. So the Iker is the top chelik. But let us say, if there are two shimushim, that means, let us say, the top chelik is the beauty of the beged. The bottom chelik brings warmth to the person who's wearing it. So then we will not say that, the Iker is the top, each one has a equal shimush, then the din is not so posh. Sif hey, hayu la shalosh knafos. A beged had three corners. With three corners, the fourth corner was round. Three corners. Va'asa bahem shalosh tzitziyos, and in these three corners he put three tzitziyos. V'shuv asa lo konaf revi, then he squared off the fourth corner. Va'asa gam baytzitzis, and then he put tzitziyos in the fourth corner. Psula mishum tase v'loy min ha'asi. So this is puzzle. Because Tasavalay Min Ha'osi, and we will have this concept many times in this simit. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalosh Knafos, there were three corners. Afilu imitchila hayu la arba knafos imitzitzit. Then he says, Amar b'kechidush. There were, he had a beged with four corners, and there were tzitzis in them. It was a kosher beged, gewaldig, four corners, tzitzis. And what happened? Va'achakach nechtach komef echad benasa ogil. And then, one of the corners got rounded off, so now I have three tzitzis and a beged of three knuffers. That means after I rounded off the fourth beged, the fourth corner, so now I have these tzitzis, which were chatchila put on, and a beged of dalit knuffers. Now these tzitzis find themselves on a beged of three knuffers. So even though he fixed now he fixed the fourth corner, but the minute it became a beged of three knuffers, so this is a beged that's part of from tzitzis. The minute becomes a beged that's potter from tzitzis, so these three tzitzis become potter. So now when he will make the fourth corner, he will make it into a square. So, but al kaponim, these three tzitzis became bottle, even though when they were put into the beged, they were put in bekashris. So, lechayre, we will say we're speaking about a psul of tasev loy min ha'osui. So, it was made bekashris. I put it in bekashris. But that alone, that later they became bottle. So that's mevatel, the previous asiyah. Blineda will see two sifim later, we'll come back to this. But it became batel, the previous asiyah. So now, even though now I make it a beged shedalat knafis, but these first three tzitzis are posel because the asiyah rishayna became batel. So since it's possible, you have to untie the knots and because of them again. Now, I'd like to make a sickle ha'orah. The Mr. Brugger will say this in a few cases, that if there was a psul of tasa v'loy min ha'osui on these tzitzis, so what should you do? So you should untie the kesher and retie it again. That's what you should do. Now, it bothered me, this lotion, because later we're going to have the Mishnah Brura holds that the din is you have to put in the tzitzis lishma. So when the tzitzis have to be put in lishma, what is called putting in the tzitzis? So there's a tzad in Mishnah Berurah later, the putting the tzitzis into the neker, that's the beginning of the asiyah. The asiyah does not start with the knot. The asiyah is by putting the tzitzis into the neker. So l'chayre, if we say there's a problem of tasa v'loy min ha'osui, so the Mishnah Berurah should not say, so what, you should fix it, untie the knot and tie it again. No, you should take it out and do it. So, in Orach HaShulchan, he says like this, v'tzorich l'soyschon v'lita l'atzitzis misham, you should be soyschon, take out the tzitzis, v'lachzer u'lahatilon, and put them back in. So that's what he says. And the Birur Halacha also is Ma'ira, there should be a Psul of Tasa, the Laimina also, since the Atollah, the Chayra, now you should have to make a new Atollah. But let us just, this is a Ha'ore, but Al Kapana, we have a Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura ignores that. Because then it seems there's also Ma'ira, this maybe the Mishnah Brura holds me, Keradin, that they don't need a Tola Lishma. The later will have a Mishmur that you have to be Matalit Lishma. The Chazanishan says you have to be Matalit Lishma. Some is Dhamma that be a Psul of Tasa Malay Mithaosi also. That's the Chalak of the Seer. We have to know what the Mishmur holds, but Al Kaponim, we have to be Medayt the Lotion of the Mishmur. The Mishmur says clearly, all you have to do is open up the knot and make the knot again. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. So it's, and the Cheshulchan says clearly not like that. Now, what did we have over here? We had over here, the Mechaber said a case that there were three corners on the beged, and he put three tzitzis in the three corners, and then he made a fourth corner. Is psula, so the tzitzis are puzzle l'chayza from the first three corners, because when he put it in, it was only three corners to the beged. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalosh tzitzis lav davke sha'osa gimel tzitzis shenasa ha'roiv bepsul. The problem is not only when you have roiv b'psul, dainu koidim shenasis bas arbe, el afilu loikosha el akesha echot imchu yosei. Afilu, there were three corners, and he put in tzitzis, and he put in that tzitzis, he made a kesha with a chuyah, that means he wrapped around the chutim, v'acha kach hish, and then hishlim abaknofis. So all he did with the beged of three knuffes, is he put in one pair of tzitzis, he made a kesher and a chuyah, the shal, if you need the chuyah, if you don't need the chuyah, nami posel oisei a kesher. So the kesher is posel, because the kesher was made in a beged of three knuffes, then he gets the same thing, v'tzorich lahatiroi, so you have to be open up the kesher, v'lavzoi ulekoshrei. So here we have a case. So that means if you had a beged that was a three-cornered beged, and he put in tzitzis, one tzitzis, he put in, just made a kesher, that fits into a three-cornered beged. So That tzitzit is possible because the asiyah has to be gdilim tasa lecha al arba kanfois ksuscha. You have to put the tzitzit on a beggar that has four knuffers. So this tzitzit that I put in when it has three knuffers, so it's a possible asiyah. Yeah, lots of life. And I'll see gdilim tasa lecha al arba kanfois. Mashma shiu a knuffers. Asuyeis arba kaidim shenasa watzitzus. That's how we learn chumash. Dilim the siyah should be when there's arba conflict. Loi shenasas atzitzus kaidim aknofis. Vavolo tase v'loi minosui upsulim. Al kain again he says the same lotion. Tzorech lahatinom yevta atay v'nat v'lasa l'kishlim. So the first three tzitzis that the seer was bepsul, that means he put in the, that's the case of the makapa. So they were put into a beggar of three knuffers, so that's a possible seer. So you have to untie them and untie them again. Avol ha tzitzis she'oso b'knafo reviz, the tzitzis he made in the fourth knuff, ain't tzorich lahater, because the fourth tzitzis, he made already the fourth kanaf already, kimen shenasa behekshe, ben psula rishaynim pois lemoisa, that was the tzitzis apostle, that doesn't affect the fourth tzitzis. The three tzitzis apostle, there's apostle asiyin, so good, so I'll fix that, but it doesn't in any way affect the fourth tzitzis that was put in, went to a thousand kanaf. Fine. See, Bolt. Ein koizlin esatalis umatilin tzitzis al kenofeho kemoi shehi kfulo. Avol tzorich lahato ba'arba kenofeho hapshute. Now let us just explain what we just said over here. We have a big talis like this, and perhaps he doesn't want such a big talis, so he goes and folds over the talis. Oh, this is more suitable to see. Look, this is more presentable. So now he has a folded talis. Now it's good, so he's going to make. And put the tzitzis. He just folded the talis and put the tzitzis on the fold. Two tzitzis on the fold, the top and the bottom. And two tzitzis on the other side, we'll see soon. So he has now four tzitzis. So since he did not sew together the beged, so theoretically, this beged, I have to consider this beged, I folded it. That doesn't make it that this is the tzuras ha-beged. The beged in reality, since it wasn't sewn together, the beged in reality is this large beged. So the chi of tzitzis is on all four corners of the beged. I put the tzitzis now, I'll open it up in the middle of the beged. You put in the middle of the beggar, that's an arba kanfois. So that is what the Mechaba is telling us. Ein koizlin es hatalis umatilim tzitzis al kenofeo kemoi shehi kfulo. Don't put the tzitzis after you folded it up. Now I'll put the tzitzis on the cable. So I'll put the tzitzis on the four corners and using the kefil as two of the four corners. Ago, what do you have to do? Avol tzorich lahatul ba'arbe knofeh ha'pshutin. No, this is, you folded it up, that doesn't make that the kefil where it's folded, that's the konof. That's not the konof of the beggar. The konof of the beggar is you open up the beggar. Then you see that's the konof of the beggar. You're folding it does not in any way change the tzuras ha-beged. This is a beged with four knuffers, and you put it in the middle because you folded it. Your folding it does not in any way change the halachas of the beged. Elohim came tfono kula, unless he sewed it up. Tafilu meruach echos. Now this is a little double talk. First he says, Tfolo Kula, he sold it up completely. We'll talk about that soon. About Kaponim, let's just say the first lotion. Alan Kane Tfara Kula, he sewed it up completely. So that's what the Beged was once. A very large Beged. That's past history. It's not the... that's past history. Now, I sewed it up, so it's a narrower Beged, and now I'm putting it on the floor. Then it's good. Now I can put the tzitzis on all four corners. Now, if tefillah helps, and I feel, I just like to mention that the new Jewishes, they bring down a horror. If tefillah helps, let us say on one side, that's the end of the lotion of the chuppah. So let's say if I sew it here, I sew it on the opposite side of the cable. Here's the beggar. I folded the beggar in half. So this side I put in two tzitzis. And I don't sew anything. And this side I'll also put in two tzitzis. But I got news for you now. If I put in two tzitzis on both sides, you can't open it up anymore. Because the tzitzis are holding together this side also. So what is that? Unless you sewed it together. I put in tzitzis on all four sides. So I'll kapon them. So automatically, the beged is like sewn together. You can't open it up. So this should they bring down from my Gilit Salavet, I think that's Rabbi Yosef Ber, I think it's from the Poskerov, that no, he didn't fold it up a perfect fold. He folded it up like this. He folded it up that the one, that it's not shoved. That means that one chelik they don't end together at the same time. He folded, now he is, and he put the tzitzis on, let's say, the outer chelik. He put the tzitzis on the outer chelik. So by putting the tzitzis on the outer chelik, he can open it up again. That means he didn't, by putting, if it was folded a perfect fold, and he puts the tzitzis on these two corners, he can't open it up anymore, because it's the two tzitzis are holding it up. So speaking about that he didn't make a perfect fold, that means that one side is jutting out, and he put the tzitzis on the side that's jutting out. So Memela, so that's what the Machabel says. So it's still theoretically a big beged. So therefore, it's no good. You have to put the tzitzis on the four corners of the outer, and when the beged is unfolded, then it would have been good. Then it's like Tosla. Then it would be like Tosla. That's what they bring to the Gilit Salavetic.
When you say the fold, then you're piercing it. You're folding it to stay.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Whereas if you had four corners, four big pierce.
Yeah. We're not talking about that. Yeah. Okay. So now let's see first the Mishnah Berurah on this. He made it. What?
Which
is he just put it on one side of the fold. Okay. Put it on one side of the fold. He didn't fold it together, and he put it on one side of the fold. Okay. Fine. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sheik Fula. I folded over the talit. Sheim ti poshet. If you open it up, nimtzu atzitzis bem tzaisa. So the tzitzis, if you put it on the fold, so the tzitzis are in the middle of the beged. Vana tzitzis ala kana bina. We need tzitzis on the corner. So what does the Mechaber say? So therefore, avol tzorich lahatul ba'arba knofel hakshute. Vim koflo. Machmas shahabeged orech moed. So you're telling me that I should put it on all four I should open up the beged, spread out the beged, and put it on all four corners. What if the reason I folded it over because it was a tremendous beged? I can't wear the beged like this. It's all folded over. It's all opened up. Shebeged olich ma'oid, it's a very long beged. Pishnayim b'kaimosa, it's double his height. So maybe I have such a beged, I get lost in this beged. Shen yochel lelovshay elim came follow. Yes, poiskim, the poiskim oisil kamrim in atzitzit. So that's not called a beged, I got news for you. If you have such a large piece of material that you can't wear, you get lost in it, so that's not a beged, so you put them in atzitzit. The ancient beged Allah. And they say, listen, if it's very big, I'll tell you, put in tzitzis. I mean, it's not so clear, it's not a beged. It is called a beged. I think at the beginning it speaks about whether he's a midget, other people is a beged, but if you look by him, if you look by other people. So they say that... you should put in tzitzis, but don't make a bracha. Vafilu meruach echos ayin bebir aloche. The bir aloche is a whole arichas. He has a tzad that you have to really, there's an ogle that says you have to sew it up on all three sides. And that what the Rambam says, meruach echot, so the bir aloche wants to say, that means as follows. Meruach echot means, that when a person sews normally, so let's say he puts the needle in, and there's a stitch on the bottom, then he takes up the needle, and then there's a stitch on the top, then a stitch on the bottom. So it is not completely sewn on both sides. I mean, there's a stitch on one on the top, so there's no stitch on the bottom. That's also called miruach echad, that's also called sufficient. You don't need that as to be sewn together from both sides. Okay. Al kaponim. Now. V'yesh oimrim v'chayovin afilu v'loy tefira. Yeah. Now others hold v'chayovin lahati b'chanfei akfuloy v'chos ma'chim v'chupeles v'loy nispashto. And others say that if now it's folded, so that's the tzura of the beged. So the way it is now, that's the beged. So you use the kefil, it's called a konaf, the bokeh kefil is called a konaf, and you can put on all four corners. So we have a machlokes. We have a machlokes of folded beged. Do you look at the beged the way it is now, and it's folded up, even though it can be very easily opened up? Good, but now I'm wearing it this way. So if I'm wearing it this way, the Ramah says, so you'll put the talit the way the beged is now. That's what the Ramah says. And the first day, oh no, you don't look at the way you're wearing the beged. You have to look at the etzem beged. The etzem beged is a beged which opens up, and you did not in any way make that it couldn't open up. So mameila, so the knuffes are you. We are the knuffes are the corners that there are in the beged when it opens up. Yes. Now. So we have here 2 days. The toiv lasis lo tzitzit, avoloi levoi cholel. So now the Ramah says, oh, there's a suffix, what do you do? The second day holds, it's gewaldic. The first day holds, it's shaklach. So he says, what should you do? Put in tzitzit and don't make a broche. Tomu kova achroinim, Matiki b'meshul yevorech. Ho adayin shemo k'hamachaber v'tzorech lahatul b'pshutim. What does he say? He said, you should put in tzitzis, but don't make a bracha. So what are you accomplishing with not making a bracha? According to the Mechaber, where did you put the tzitzis? You put the tzitzis by the kefil, according to this day of the Mor, but you put it by the kefil, so it's good. According to the Mechaber, it's ridiculous. You didn't do anything. So what does the Gemara say? So I'll tell you, a neitzer. Put it by the kefil, but don't make a bracha. So the chayim is anshuldig. If you're going to put it by the kefil, so according to the Mechaber, you didn't put the tzitzis in the right place. So you're wearing a beggar without tzitzis. So what are you telling me? Don't make a bracha. Shkayach. Hashem shouldn't make a bracha. But I'm not allowed to wear it either. So what's tzitzis? This is a neitzer. Put in the tzitzis and don't make a bracha. So the chayim, zomu kol achayim, matikim b'mesh lo yevoich, hadayim shamo kamachabal, v'tzorich lahatel b'pshutim, v'chiyu bash beggar zeh, he's only putting in dalet tzitzis, and he's putting it for mokim a kaful. No, according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, it doesn't have four tzitzis. Va'ayim bepri megodim. Then he says, look in the pri megodim. Now, the pri megodim had a moiradika eitza over here. There should bring down the Prima Godem. The Prima Godem said, you know what the Ramah means? The Ramah means as follows. You have here your talus, but you fold it up. So we have a problem. We don't know what to do. According to the Ramah, you put the tzitzis over here on these four corners, but what came at table? According to the Mechaber, you put them over here. So the Ramah says, you know what you do? You put six stitches. You put over here, over here, over here. Hoshem Hashemayim, six stitches, that's about twice. No. If I'm doing it, the Prima Gordon says, if I'm doing it, Hoshem, so I'm not doing it to be Moisif. I don't know where I have to put the stitches. The Mechaber says, put them by the two outer corners, and the Ramah says, do it by the Mokim HaKeful. So I'm putting the six stitches. It's gewaldic. So this is a prima godin. I'd like to say, a maimer hamuska is a tshuva for a moshe in Yeradayim, soysim in kuf ayin vov, and hilchis mezuzah. And there, in soysim in kuf ayin vov, the moshe is speaking about such a shail. I have a door between two rooms, and I don't know how to figure out which is the tzad you mean. You go this way, you go the other way. I don't know what to do. Where do I put the mezuzah? Fine. So the Moshe said, I think you put the b'chafa mezuzah. That's what you mean. So then, in the end of the tshuva, he brings down that Rav Tuvia Goldstein told him he found the shailish yavit. Michelle Shaivet said, in such a case, you put two mezuzahs. I don't know whether you mean this. So I'll make it, I don't know. So I mean over here, make over here. I don't know what to do. So the Tzapal Toys said, the right one is right and the wrong one, I don't want to be honest with the wrong one. And the Ramesh says, no, you don't do such things. That's what Ramesh says. So we have here a prima godim like the Shaila Shaivit. The prima godim said, you don't do such a thing. He wants to say, this is pshat and the Ramah. The Ramah said, but what I don't understand, if this is right, you put on six tzitzis, and there's no problem about Tosef, so why don't you make a bracha? The Ramah said, but don't make a bracha. According to the Prima Godem, you're putting down six tzitzis and there's no Baal Tosef. And I want to be yotze with the right tzitzis wherever they are. I don't know. The Mishnah knows where they are. That's all I need. I want to be yotze with the right tzitzis. So I don't understand, according to the Prima Godem, why don't you make a broch? But Al Kaponim, that was the Prima Godem. So now let's see further Mishnah Berurah. What? The Malachas Chal on the Kashin of Tzitzis. I don't know where the Kashin of Tzitzis are. A mitzvah Tzitzis. Two are not, two were put there because maybe that's the right place. If they're not the right place, I don't want to make mitzvah Tzitzis with that. I want to make mitzvah Tzitzis the right place. Which is the right place? So I won't decide. The management will decide. Whatever the right place is, I want to be able with those Tzitzis. The other two sitters, I don't want to be about Taisa, I thought. So Mimela made this. Yeah, well, there's better. There is no about Taisa. Yeah, there is no about Taisa. Repeating a mitzvah, there's no about Taisa. Here we're talking adding on sitters, but we blow a lot. Taisa says it's not called about Taisa by repeating a mitzvah. There we don't know. We don't know. So we don't know what a tool is. So we got the Taka B'chal didn't blow a tool whatsoever. But over here, there's Taka about Taisa. But if you're doing it misafik, God knows there's no problem about Taisa. Well, Maski was in it. Fine. So we have a Shaila. The Yisrael Chatchila Shloilasa Yistalis Kula Klal. Number one. So this Eitzah of the Ramah is not a good Eitzah. Don't make a talus kula. Elim came for unless you sewed it together. But fill of the tfilas rechoves, even you made white stitches, doesn't have to be the kibin shetok, but shivin it's really poshe. But us, being the talus merubas, being the talus sheis metchila ruke yeis midai, the apotitzis, the kvulim viyaboleh. So Al Kaponim, the Poiskim, disagree vehemently with the Ramah, and they say, the Eitzah of the Ramah is no good. If you didn't, and all the Eitzah, in order to avoid problems, you have to sew it together. Now, we're going to start the next part of this sieve, which is very interesting. Here, the Mishpul doesn't explain as far as. But let's just start. Hitl, tzitzis, al tzitzis. Now, let's say what we're speaking about. Let's first say the case. The case is as follows. A person had a beggar of solid compass. He had solid kosher, the tzitzis in them. Give Baldik. And then, all of a sudden, he decides, we'll see what brought him to this decision. He's going to put other tzitzis in the hole. The goat, so hittel tzitzis of tzitzis. So the mela, before the spaghet, they had four pairs of tzitzis. Now they have eight pairs of tzitzis. No, four and four. Hittel tzitzis of tzitzis. Im niskabein levatel horishoin. Now we go over to this person, Rabbi Yid. What was your intent for putting in another four pairs of tzitzis? So in this kaven levatol harishayin, he didn't want the first pair of tzitzis anymore. He heard that you need nipot lishma and thus and you can get tzitzis put in it. He didn't want. So first he put in a mahudadik pair of a new mahudadik pair of. He doesn't want the first one. So first he puts in. So before taking these off, he puts in the new pairs of tzitzis. Now, in this kavan levata lo rishayna, choytech o rishayna ukshayla. If he wanted, yeah. So then, so this first, this is the machloik is in here. So this first day you hold, there is such a concept of bittul. I don't want. These tzitzis should be the tzitzis of the beggar. Are you made them already? That was yesterday. Today, I want to be mevatel for them. And there's a concept of bittul. So I'm putting in the new tzitzis. But now there's a problem. Now, between you and me, there shouldn't be a problem. What's your problem? The first tzitzis, he was mevatel. The second tzitzis, akosher. So the Chazanish says in Menachis, no. But it doesn't have a tzurah of the mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis have to be four tzitzis, and here there's eight tzitzis. So that it doesn't have a tzurah of the mitzvah, that also passes. That's also a tzur. I can't be yaitzah with the second pair because the first pair is there, even though I was mevatel the first pair. Okay, so what do you do? So then you cut off the first pair, and then shalom al Yisrael. So then you'll be yaitzah with the second pair. Then you'll be yaitzah with the second pair because theoretically there was no bal taisif over here. I never had an intent to be baisif. I wanted to be mevatel the first pair. So memela. So that will just start with hito tisal tisim is kam levatel reshayna chayte harishayna ukshayra harishayna efshe davke noka. Avon chota chashniyis posul kivda kvar pitul harishayna. Since he was mevatel the reshayna.